Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and Michelle's off today. Oh, we're going to talk about the B word, B-I-T-C-H, how to be and get what you want from life. Oh my goodness, there's even a book. And B-I-T-C-H stands for Babe in Total Control of Herself. And we have the author, Fiona Fine, on with us, who is going to help us understand how this whole thing works. Fiona is a speaker, a coach, and communications expert in a growing movement. And it's an online that's helping women to understand how they can empower themselves. Fiona, welcome to Her Radio. And I think the title of your book is fabulous. Where did you come up with this concept?
Well, part of it, Pam, is my own life, obviously. You can imagine that there's a lot of my own mess that became part of this message. So it's just, I really wanted to empower women with this word. And yes, I know I can divide a room with it.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. So tell me, what is the whole concept behind Babe in Control of Herself? Tell us all about.
Well really, where it came about was because I grew up, as I say, in a man's world. I was working in engineering and technology, and I moved into career coaching and everything. And so for 25 years, my world was playing with men, and you can imagine, I heard that word a fair amount because I started in the early 80s. So, I mean, it was quite a different world. And yet, at the same time, I started to kind of indoctrinate myself into how men think and how we focus in out on the world. And that got me in trouble as a woman. Basically, my health completely bailed on me, and I got into a lot of car accidents and concussions and immune systems and everything, as well as it also affected my relationship. So it was only as I was coming out into what I call my second life crisis, because I believe we definitely have a quarter life crisis as well as a midlife crisis, emotionally as well as physically. That's when I thought, well, frankly, screw it. I have to reframe this. I have to figure out how to take back my own power. How do I create the life that I want? And that how can I support other women in doing it?
Okay, so how can you be a B-I-T-C-H and finally take control of your life? Give us some hints now.
Okay, part of it is, as women and men, because I spend quite a lot of time in my current practice and speaking on the differences between how the genders sort of react to things, the stress loads, the decision-making loads, all of that sort of stuff. And one of the things I would say that we as women still have some, quote, issues on is the confidence piece.
And oh, confidence.
That, believe it or not, is psychologically as well as physically, emotionally, spiritually, it can be quite damaging. So one of the things that I had to look at is, when did I stop asking myself, am I enough? That is an underlying question that so many young women that I speak to, even women my age, mid-50s, some of them are still asking the question, am I enough?
So I think that's an interesting question. Am I enough? What does that really mean?
It's not something that guys ever wake up saying to themselves. It is just like B-I-T-C-H is specifically a woman's term. There's no real male equivalent that I have found. Nothing has that same shaming, judgmental, potentially mean, disempowering word to it. The same thing with the am I enough? It is an underlying question that really taps into our self-esteem and our confidence. And frankly, I had to get to how do I crack the confidence code? And so I came up with that it is equal parts of three things. So because I'm an engineer, I have to look at things not only in the theory, but then I have to look at them in practical. How do I have a mechanism? How do I have some tip or technique that's going to help me move? So the confidence piece really comes down to equal parts and their whole conversations themselves, which one is permission. Okay, and that is huge.
Permission.
That is
okay.
Permission is something that we as women, we don't give each other, we don't give ourselves. We are wrapped up in a whole bunch of societal as well as cultural as well as physical issues of permission. Whereas men don't look at life that way at all.
Well, there's an entitlement thing with men too. They feel entitled.
Yes. But why? And it's part of it is that our brains, and as you guys speak, and I know Michelle, our hormones definitely take huge hits to our bodies, and things like that. So it is wrapped up. Permission is one piece. The second one, though, is self-discipline. Self-discipline piece to actually do it over and over again and not give up. And the third piece is the courage to act. So those three things I have broken down as to these three are all required to create and sustain confidence.
This is an important piece because one of the things we're seeing is this this inability of women to get off first base, to be able to launch themselves, to be able to say, yes, I can make this work, and take that first step because it's scary. I mean, and you know it from your own life. And what you're doing here is you're helping motivate other women to be able to take that first step and say, okay, this is all right. Give yourself permission to take that first step and then have the self-discipline to be able to lay down the strategy to do that. Is that right?
Yes. And the courage to just take that first step because that is a piece of it as well. But here's another thing is, and again, it's part of it comes down to the gender and how do men and women look at it. Why don't we want to risk? Part of that is not only how our brains are wired, because we're supposed to be the nurturing, and that's going back to caveman approach, yet also our society, we don't like, as women, the word failure is a bad word. It's right up there with B-I-T-C-H. Men get that to succeed, you have to fail. Women,
yes.
We don't like to fail.
And that word is scary. Right. And it's a four-letter word. Oh, this is fantastic. I mean, these points are awesome. Everyone, we're listening to Fiona Fine. Please buy her book, Babe in Total Control of Herself. That stands for, B-I-T-C-H. Her website is Fiona Fine. That's FIONAFINE.com. Fiona, this has absolutely been fantastic. And I want women to understand out there, have the courage to take that first step, get that self-discipline together. Remember the four-letter word, fail. Don't be afraid. Give yourself permission to do all of this. This is so terribly important. Fiona, you have been just wonderful in helping us understand how to be a B-I-T-C-H and get what you want from life. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do, stay well.